Whether we accept it or not, it is our right. But this is something to be announced and should be announced to the entire world. Who has ears ought to hear. Who has eyes ought to see. Do not just rudimentally seek out and then consider these as vague words, things that are not true, that are not your ways from past to present. Why not look at the other side? The ordinary and commonplace people can do this, let alone the people who have duties. Those with roles in the ranks of ministry ought to learn more, because one must look at something better than looking at one another's imperfections. Why do we not look at the duty and responsibility of the ordinary people, who are lay people, who are people who have nothing, yet are able to do this? For what purpose and for whose interest? They do not ask for money. They do not need fame. They do not have anything. They only know to practice what comes from God. So that is something for one to seek to understand and to seek out of inquisitiveness. We are inquisitive in matters of fame, money, jobs, but when it comes to God's deeds, we take them for granted, and we look at them in our short-sightedness, in the same ordinary and banal way from past to present, throughout generations, stubborn, hardened, not allowing us to take one step further to understand what is happening, what makes us at times feel like sobbing. All our lives, we may not be able to experience this. Yet how come the ordinary and commonplace people speak of these things? Do these things, things that do not benefit them, but they continue on? We simply let the deceit, the things we face daily, the false realities be too many. It's not that there are no real things, things between good and evil in every era and amidst God's grace, which are true. But there are also deceitful things because we make mistakes and accept what is false. While we indeed are extremely uninterested, we reject the works of God. Today, no matter what human works do, I firmly believe that not all of these works are automatically done by humans. Without God's intervention, without Mother's intercession, and without the Holy Spirit's inspiration, no one can give us an explanation and an answer. So let us, with heart, return to God by our surrender. Let us act through our belief so that the Eucharistic Jesus will sanctify us, transform us, through the fire of the Holy Spirit that we pray to be kindled for the world in general and in particular for each individual, so that we may know what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is evil, what is righteous, and what is unjust. Let us give up everything. God invites us to come to the truth. God is giving us the opportunity to leave the days of darkness, the days of mistakes, the banal and mundane days, to return to a life in faith, and from that faith to seek to understand, to meditate, to experience, to practice, so that we know what is true, what is the teaching, what is the truth, to repent and return to our God, the God of love, the God rich in mercy. God is very just with each individual, each person's life, each deed done. When we do not repent, God is always loving and forgiving. But if we do not repent, then we must face justice. God will never allow the unjust or sinful acts to continue to exist in the world where He is the supreme sovereign, with sovereignty over humanity, in heaven and over everyone, especially our generation. Let us stand up and give ourselves the opportunity to feel, to trust, to find out what comes from the truth, to give ourselves the opportunity to come to the Holy Eucharist. From the past to this day, there are people who still do not know, who have never come in order to understand the presence of God, who has remained with us over thousands of years. He is still waiting for each heart, for each soul. Even if, in life, a person has lived sinful days, according to God, it is simply love to bring us back to be immersed in the salvation He accomplished 2,000 years ago that remains, and that mark is still within each one of us. Today, the six kowtows remind us of each single detail with the main point. Let us not seek elsewhere, but practice this with heart, with sincerity. We will encounter the holiness that God bestows in the blessing and the grace through the six kowtows. Today, we are the people who are being sent, and we repeat what the Holy Spirit urges. It is He Himself who inspires us, so that we continue with the works that we did and are doing. I say this to everyone. We all have the freedom to choose, but what is most needed, what is most urgent, what is in God's grace, is not available in every time period. It's not something we can encounter at any moment. So let us embrace, especially in the Jubilee year of divine mercy, and especially this year with the birth of the six kowtows, to help the brothers and sisters to boldly return on the path back to God, to receive the blessing and grace, to continue with the days in which we must face sufferings and tribulations, to be firm in faith, to call upon the name of God through the encounter in which we offer to Him the six kowtows. The place where we can go to ask for an encounter and trust in God is the Holy Eucharist that helps humanity today to have a zealous heart, a reverent heart for the God whom we worship. We trust and we ask to forever belong to Him. So we must have the attitude, the heart, and the action to lift up to God. That is the respect we offer to God with every kowtow. We do not have to spend a long time speaking. We may not know, but when we prostrate, God will see, and the Holy Spirit will teach us. In each individual, in each soul, He scrutinizes and knows the needs, for He Himself will support each individual, each Christian, each class in society, each role, each sheep of God, to understand what is needed most, for us to unite with one another in love, to extend our arms, to recall the reverence that we lacked for too long, over many times, as we move deeper each day into a state of freedom, where there's no longer a true reverence for God from the body, soul, and mind, the same way we choose our freedom when we come before God. When we come to the church to attend Mass, then we must have an attitude of reverence. The priest celebrates Mass in a dignified manner with the vestment he wears, while the parishioners in the freedom and civilization of the area are scantily clad. There are many fashions that are provocative and offensive in a place that requires respect, yet people do not pay attention when they are before God. For simple and ordinary people, when we apply for jobs, we must look dignified and decent. How much more so when we come before the King of the universe, the God we worship, the supreme God who has the power to give us life in this present life and in the next life, but we do not even show reverence. In the freedom in the modern era, that by its clever sophistication has caused us to conduct ourselves in a way that is disrespectful and outrageously indecent before God. Throughout the celebrations of the Masses up to this day, we still see the brothers and sisters who wear clothes that are indeed inappropriate and offensive. We are created by God with a body we need to cover up, especially at the places that require reverence. We cannot show and express things we consider as civilized, as romantic, things in the short-sightedness and limitation of an ordinary and banal human being, as we do not know how to show reverence. We do not know anything about worship. We do not know about things we need to look up to God in a life with worship and veneration. This advice will perhaps displease people, many people, and will probably offend a lot of people in the entire world, in all roles, especially the young people. But that is the truth. If the truth is concealed, then these are not the words that God wants to remind, to say. The Spirit wants to affect mankind today with everything that can affect, if possible, for all our brothers and sisters who are listening, for them to have the chance to realize that if we can sacrifice a bit, meditate and reflect a bit, we may live more decently, more respectfully, more worthily. God does not forbid everything we enjoy in life, but we must know where is the place of reverence, where is the place of worship, where is the place that God resides. We must live in this way, and our lives need to be connected with the work we do to be worthy of the place where we come to worship God, to be heard by God, to be accepted by God, to receive from God. That is what needs to be said and is said in front of the holy statue of Our Lady of Mount Carmel with Elle and the sisters coming to visit Mother. Today we definitely have many graces that do not come from humans, but from the Spirit of God, to have these words of truth to help humanity return and understand the meaning of being the children of God, to prepare for their lives with a reverent heart, to practice the 6 kowtows that we offer to God with urgency, and also as a practice of charity, to help those who do not yet know and believe, to pray for them on their behalf, to beseech God to accept, even the holy souls in purgatory receive from God when we are truly sincere in our practice. This is the most essential work for which today we thank God's grace through the Holy Spirit, who gave me an entire message to report and complete this morning. We thank God, the Holy Spirit, and Blessed Mother. It is from Mother who taught me that today we think about the works. And from these encounters, we feel the urge to kneel before the holy statue of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It is here that we often receive the teachings from Mother through the Holy Spirit to have an entire message to bring to the world, to each individual, for the people who hear and read, for them to understand and believe in what God has done and is doing. This is not mandatory, but whoever has ears ought to hear, whoever has eyes ought to see, and experience with one's heart. The choice depends on each individual. The hour has come, and everything is a mystery given to the world in the revelation Mother reserved for humanity today through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And now I would like to remain quiet to ask Mother to come to us, for us to receive the words from Mother on this morning.